welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 30 of World Cup Report Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kulawagi. With me as always is Tim. How's it going?
I'm doing very well. What's new in the world of Steve?
Not much. What's hopping with you?
Huh? Yeah.
What's hopping?
Nice. Hopping. Here to leap into the salon review.
Yep. Got a little frog in my throat earlier, but it should be gone now.
Nice.
Yep. We're not going to edit this. We're going to have the warts and all. Okay, we got to stop this. Do they do frog legs in Spain? Was that more of a French thing?
It's a French thing for sure, but I mean, I would guess they probably do in at least like Northwest Spain, probably. I don't know. Well, in fairness to Slan, they're not frogs. They get that bad rep all the time.
That's true. Would you like to say what they are? They're
some kind of frog-like alien.
They are old ones, remnants, and blah, blah. It just depends on who you ask anymore.
Right.
It'd be nice if they came back into the fold, but GW has been very, 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 very against that.
I kind of just wish they'd solve this problem by, say, just make this the Znich team and rename all the stuff, and then people can still play it, and then they don't have to have Slan, and then the roster's around. And
I like the Kislev team. Like, I really thought it was cool that they had a bear.
I like the bear, but the idea of, like, the acrobats are just so good that they're that kind of edge. It's like, well, why don't I hire them for my human team?
Well, you know.
So that
not wrong there.
Drove me crazy a bit.
That's a good point. Well, let's not get into racism. I was going to say Romani, Gypsy, the
cultures. And also that whole thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know they're Russian, but we could just impose Gypsies on them, and then, it makes sense that nobody wants them.
Yeah.
But
we're
not going to go there.
Right.
Even though we already did. Either way. So, Slan, we're looking at a tier two. So, you got either 7 primary skills, 5 primary, and 1 secondary. Or 4 primary and access to 1 star player.
Yeah. And these are a team that I believe in Euro Bowl were tier 4. So, and a lot of times get tiered very low, the Slan. Mostly, I think, because people just don't pick them.
Yeah.
And I think tier 4 is probably too far, but tier 2 is, to me, they're not really too tenable at this tier. Unless you really just want to play Slan, they really could use that extra secondary skill from tier 3, like, desperately.
Yeah. So, reality, they should have been tier 3.
I would say so. I mean, I've got my own quibbles with the whole tier idea. Like, I don't know if we ever got into this, but to me, I don't like the tiers, having the teams get different stuff.
No.
I think it'd be better if it was just, like, you could tier it and have the teams be different point costs, and you get so many points for your squad, and then maybe you take some weaker teams and some stronger teams, in theory, but...
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just so hard to balance. Like, it's just so much potential for the tournament to have it like a little mistake, and then there's a team that's way overpowered at its tier.
It's sort of like fixing a problem that doesn't exist.
Yes.
They are imbalanced, but that's fine. That's the game.
Right. And if you want to account for that imbalance by, like, there's reason you would want a weaker team, because then you could have more strong teams.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's sort of my opinion on it. I know last World Cup they kind of did both, which I think's, to me, actually worse than only doing one of them, because then you got to balance two things. And just, I guess, if you've seen how, like, a lot of things in the 2020 Blood Bowl rules are changed, like the way star players are, making multiple changes you got to balance without enough play testing is a big risk.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Anyway, this is a whole sidebar, but...
That's okay. So aside from that, if you had to take a roster, what would you take?
So this is more based off a roster that I think performed well at Euro Bowl and just is missing 2 skills because it doesn't have them now.
Because of the change in tiers. Yeah.
Because of the change in tiers.
Okay.
So it has a Kroxiger. This one has guard. Personally, for me, I'd probably just not worry about that and put it on. Put either have another wrestle lineman or maybe a dodge catcher or something. I don't know.
Okay.
It has a wrestle blitzer, which I do like.
Yes.
A guard catcher, which I think is kind of critical. And so this is a option B team. And that's why it's such a big difference to be tier two versus tier three. Like, you really need this guard catcher to make leaps into the cage reliable.
Yeah.
On the ball. I have two naked catchers, a dodge catcher, and then two wrestle linemen and four regular linemen, which is 12 players, four rerolls, which I do really feel I want with Slon.
You and have two to coaches. Have. Yeah. Yeah. With Slon, you, okay, here's the thing. If you're a good coach and you're playing Slon and you're not jumping, good for you. That's not the majority of people playing Slon. You're jumping. That's why you took the team. And yeah, by doing so, you're going to need a lot of rerolls.
Yes. And I mean, even if you're trying to leap in at the minimal amounts, like, you might need two or three rerolls on that play.
Yeah. This is one of those teams that kind of got messed over with the rules and kind of got little help with the rules by the changes. Yeah. Because Leap is not nearly as good as it was. You know,
oh, much worse.
Much worse. However, you now can use multiple rerolls a turn.
Yes.
Which, this is the team that benefits the most from that, I think.
That is probably true. I mean, it's them or Skaven, and it's really probably them.
Yeah.
And with the way that this team's done by the sort of like NAF rigging of making this team work, where they all have pogo stick, mm-hmm, they kind of leap just like they did before. So
yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't care for this team to still be around. It's,
yes,
it doesn't make any sense to me. It just feels to me like people have these miniatures and don't want to give it up, even though they're not in the rules and they don't really make sense in the current rules.
Well, there are only 19 of these teams showing up.
Yeah. So it's like, why even have them?
I agree with you. I don't think...
Anyway, but they're here.
The way that they currently exist, I do not think they should have been allowed for this event. There's plenty of other teams. There are other teams that have rules, whether you believe it or not, are playtested by GW to be
competitive. Yes, at least some.
Yeah.
Yes.
This and Vampires, obviously, you know, they're the lowest ones. Mm-hmm. High Elf, lowest of the elves.
Yep.
And then, what was the other one?
I think Tomb Kings is the most popular team of Legends team. And they have moderate amount of teams. The other ones are all pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 30 or less.
Yeah.
I think there's as many Tomb Kings as the other ones combined.
Yeah, Tomb Kings are 59, Elf Unions 32, and then 19 and 11. So pretty close.
Yeah.
62 to 59. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about this team. Like, you're right. If it had another double skill, it could change the makeup. Is there any stars that might work instead of the Croxagore?
Hmm. I think I'd rather just have the skills, you know. Yeah. But when you say instead of the Croxagore, I do think just not having the Croxagore and having more linemen and maybe an apothecary might be better.
Yeah.
Like, you could have a three catcher, lose the Croc, like downgrade a catcher to a lineman, and then lose the Croxer. You can
take a blitzer. I mean,
two more. Yes,
their blitzers are good. They're just stupid expensive.
Yep, you could easily fit in more blitzers here. I mean, four catchers is probably overboard. I'm not.
But they're the
a
best
great
piece.
Slon player. I think so too. But the blitzers are awfully good. The jump up is great.
Yeah,
the extra move is nice, and you're gonna want to put some skills on some players. So they're the best target for that wrestle versus a lineman. It'd be nice to fit a strip ball in here too.
Most likely, if I were to take this team, I don't think I'd take the Croxagore, just because I don't think he's giving you value. You've got, I mean, he's good, and he'll be good when he goes against some teams, but there's no way this team is going to out-casualty another team unless you're playing someone with Snotlings or Knoblars.
And Snotlings are probably going to out-casually.
And so are the Ogres. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, probably so are Ogres. Yeah. I mean, you have to be playing against, I don't know what.
This is not a Bash team. This is all Ash. This is
Elf
100%.
Union.
Yeah. So I taking out the Crocs, giving yourself
more players.
Yeah, more. Well, not even more, because it's only a 30k difference between a Crocs and another Blitzer. That's what's crazy.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Is you get 30, and even with the two assistant coaches you're taking, that's only 50.
That's you not... can take an apothecary then. Which would probably be worth it. So, yeah, maybe like two blitzers and apoth, or two blitzers and lose a catcher to get an extra lineman.
Oh, I guess you could take another reroll.
Players, Or you could take another reroll.
Yeah. Five I think seems I would like excessive. To, I'd take the like, ape off.
Yeah, 12 just is bare minimum players for a team like this. They do get beat up and die from leaping and stuff. So I would like to have the Apoth or the 13th player.
Would you use the wrestle lineman on the line?
No.
So?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'd want them. I mean, they're kind of a skill position. You need them for those attacks on the ball, basically.
I was just trying to think like that'd keep them alive longer. But
sure.
Probably not.
I do feel like in the last World Cup, I felt like Slan were a team I would have highly considered playing because I think they're a high variance team. Mm-hmm. So for me, if I'm at a tournament where I think there's just definitely better players than me, maybe play a team where I just can get lucky, you know?
Also,
there's something to be said for that.
Old rules where, again, the leap's about the same as it was with the pogo sticks, but the passing's not. So the old rules, you had four catchers. You had people who were leaping left and right, going over lines, going through people, and all this crap. And you can pass the ball willy-nilly with your catchers. No problem.
Yeah, and they're terrible at that now.
Yeah, so that whole dynamism, if that's a word, if I'm using correctly, dynamic aspect of the team is just not there.
It is tempered, certainly. Like, you can't like, hockey dump out, pass the ball out the way you used to be able to.
Mm-hmm. Out of five current rule set, I would want to say 2.5, but for the lack of passing and the lack of staying alive, I'm just going to go 2.
Yeah, I think 2 as well. 2 for me. At tier 3, they might be a 3 for me, or maybe even more. Like I'd feel like I did last time, where maybe I could play that team just for the high variance play of I could just get lucky and beat a better coach.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't feel like they're getting enough here at tier 2.
So this is going to be another weird one for me. I think I could pull off 3 wins only because I think I'm going to get demolished those other 6 games and I'd be facing lesser opponents at the bottom of the tables.
Sure. Yeah, I'd probably tend to say 3 as well. For the reason you said, and also just because they're a team where sometimes the game's just going to go right.
Yeah.
And there's nothing they're going to be able to do to stop you.
And with those rerolls, and you can use multiple ones in a turn, you can have last minute, I'm just going to try to throw a long bomb. I'm just going to try to jump over these people and dodge out. Mm-hmm. It can happen, and it could work.
There's almost no team with a better two-turn offense than Slan. They're one of the best at that. Virtually impossible to stop from scoring in 2 turns if they can make a couple fairly easy rolls.
Yeah. And then for the bet, I will let you have the choice this time.
Ooh,
will they have a team in the top quarter finishing?
Now, oh, boy.
Here's the thing. There are only 19 of these teams. So logic says no.
Yeah,
but there are 19 people who decided this is the team that they're going to play. You got to have some coaches who are really good at them.
Yeah, you got to imagine at least half of those coaches are people who are just really good with Slan. I feel like you've trapped me, Steve, but I will say yes.
Okay.
There will be one in the top quarter.
And I would just say no just based on numbers.
Right.
But that's the only thing I'd go off of because... Mm-hmm. I've played against really, really good Slan coaches, and I can't do anything against them.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And I know there were a lot of really good coaches who, like former Wood Elf coaches, who were kind of moving over to Slan, but I don't think they're really doing that for World Cup for the most part, just because of the
rule set does not help them. So.
Right.
I think that's valid.
Yep.
Hey, anything else you feel froggy about?
No, I don't think this is the team I'd hop on to playing at the World Cup, no.
Hey, well, we're going to go back to our lily pads. And for myself and Drew, I shall say goodbye, and you shall say?
Hasta luego.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.